Hey guys, quick disclaimer. Please do not be offended by the views and opinions of this podcast. It's just banter. After all, we're just four lions trying to make a living in the diaspora. This is The Pride.
Yo,
what it do? Hey,
nah, man, I wanted to say what it do. Okay, always, gents.
We should keep that, but, anyways, so I feel like last week we just jumped straight into topics, we didn't really introduce ourselves and tell people about ourselves. So, let's just go around and ask, what are some words that you personally live by?
Yo, difficult.
It's not hard, bro. If it's a Bible verse. If it's YOLO, it's YOLO, dog. Like, what are words that you'd be like, these are the words that I, or what is the principle that you have that you try to maintain? Let me ask it like that.
It is what it is. Second quote, if we die, we die. Next.
Yo. That second one is scary. Yo, I'm not going to lie.
What? Yeah, that second one is scary, dark.
Hey, what are you running away from, Malvin? They in Mafia game.
My guy, it's that thing where you need to know that, bruh. Take the risk now.
Okay. Someone is running from someone or something. But anyways, okay. And Marshall, what are your words, my guy? What is something that you live by?
Yo, bruh, this is actually kind of hard, bruh. This man just asked me to summarize my life with no warning. Okay, wait.
Okay, fine. We'll get back to you. Whatchamacallit. So for me, some of the words / principles that I live by are God first. And whatever I do, whether it's good or bad, God first. Number two, make money, retire by 40. And number three, YOLO. Oh, wait. And number four, by the wise words of Julius Caesar, Veni, Vidi, Vici, which basically mean I came, I saw, I conquered. Take that as you like.
How prepared Nash was for this?
Bro, that's the only reason Nash brought up the question.
No, it's not because I'm prepared. I thought everyone has words that they live by.
Bro, like, this is out of the blue, bro. Like,
everyone has that, bruh. Everyone has words that they live by. Everyone has something. Like, I have a friend who says, don't drink alcohol. That's his motto. Like, don't drink alcohol. That's his thing. Those are the words he lives by. It's like, don't drink alcohol.
I think we're going to start off with what's been happening on social media. Did you guys see what's been happening this week?
Oh yeah, with Gnimbi and this other hand busy exposing people and whatnot. That person.
Bruh, like, there's been so much controversy on that thing. Like, did you see how corrupt people are like, nah, this gents of snakes and whatnot and what? What's happening there?
Okay, fine. Let me explain with the two things that I know. So it all started with this rich guy in Zimbabwe named Gnimbi. Like, this guy was rich. He had cars upon cars upon cars. He wore the latest clothes. He was just balling out. But I think it was last week where he passed away in a car accident. Right. And when this guy died, now this lady, I forget her name. I constantly forget her name. But she basically went on Instagram and basically was just talking about the truth behind the soft life of people busy slaying on the gram, busy posting with their cars and their money and their whatnot and whatnot. And she was describing how, like, some of these people use dark magic, and that's where this thing of sleeping with snakes now comes from. where these people, in order to become rich, they get a snake, they do things with the snake, they perform sacrifices and whatnot, whatnot. And these guys get rich because they're using the dark arts, you know. So this lady went on, and I personally didn't watch the live. I didn't feel like I wanted to watch the live. My sister told me about it. That's the only reason why I know. But yeah, that's basically the gist of everything.
Hey, Nash, you said they do things with the snakes. What things do they do with the snakes, man?
I don't know, bruh. They like with the snakes, or like they sacrifice stuff to the snake. I don't know, bruh. I'm not the one busy doing these things, dog. Me, I'm on my own things, bruh. I'm on my own way, you know. It's just me and God, and whatever we do together. But I'm not about this whole dark arts, whatnot. And actually, I have a question now. A question just came into mind now. Do you guys believe in black magic in this sense?
100%. But look, we can always debate on what source all of this thing comes from, you know. And, you know, to not offend anyone, we're not gonna bash. We're not gonna bash anyone. But to answer the question, do I believe it's there? I believe it's there, but the source of all this, we can go at it.
Now, I personally think we shouldn't get into the whole source that Raymond is talking about. I'm personally not ready for that debate. Like, I'm good. Thanks. But I think overall, I think there are too many things that actually happen for us not to believe. Like, hey, bruh, things be happening out there, bruh. But this whole snakes thing, like, I literally didn't think this thing was happening. Like, gents with snakes for cash. Nah, man.
Okay, yeah, personally, first of all, I do believe in the dark magic kind of things, because things happen, guys. They'll make things happen to you. Like, I believe in that. But this thing about the snakes, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, bro. I'm not going to believe everything said about Bigfoot and snakes, and I didn't see it happen.
And that's also that's one of the problems I had when this lady went live, and she now started like naming people to say, you know, this person, they are doing this, this person is doing this, this person is doing this. I don't, like, fine, go talk about it, but don't speak ill of the dead. You know,
yeah.
Don't go and start putting this nigga's name out there like that. You know, because it's rough, dog. Like, it's really a messy situation to be in. And now that he's dead, you know, and now you're putting all of this dirty laundry out there, of which some of it may not even be true. Now you're messing up this person's rep. You know, so.
I was also pretty much against that whole thing. Like, if you're going to do this, at least you should have done it while the gents were still alive. If he wanted to defend himself, he could have defended himself. Yeah. Now we only getting one side of a story, which hey, it's a bit tense, you know. I honestly, you know, I don't want to believe that. Actually, I don't want to involve myself in such things in the first place, you know. That's why I didn't watch the live. I was, you know, I saw like it was trending on Twitter, but I didn't take my time to actually go through that. Like, what business do I have, even caring about that in the first place?
Exactly.
But gents, in her defense, for me personally, I think it was her second live, I'm not sure, but I saw there's a live where she then corrects herself and says, "Nah, I was not, you know, into this." Then she's like, she pays her respect and stuff. Then she mentions all the other Slay Queen and all the other things. So I think she kind of took back her statement if she had said something earlier. But I wasn't much into it anyways. Like, I wasn't checking on it that much.
Do I believe that this story went how she says it went out? I'm a bit skeptical, and I'm not going to involve myself in that. I feel like she was just cloud chasing.
Yeah.
But actually, while we're here talking about rich people, the business mogul himself, prophets, they say, what do they say? Self-proclaimed Prophet Bushiri is now in Malawi. What do you guys have to say about that?
Dog, that nigga played people, dog. In the beginning of the year, the end of last year, talking so much nonsense, that guy.
Nash, please watch your statements. You're going to get fished.
No, bro. It's my personal opinion. If people want to fight me on it, it's fine, dog. Like, me, I'm not scared to say what I think. If you guys are scared, be scared, dog. But me, I'm going to say what's on my mind. Me, I honestly think that guy was talking utter trash with hindsight in mind. At the beginning of the year, when he was busy saying, everyone, I see goodness and fortune in everyone's lives. 2020 is going to be the best year. It is the year of revelation. It is the year of prosperity. It is the what? Now look, Bona 2020. I'm like now I look back and I'm like, yeah, I know these guys really know how to make.
You can call us brainwashed. We do not care. For we know the God that we serve. You can call us brainwashed by Boshere. I choose to be brainwashed. For I know the gospel that we preach is your own opinion. But then you must understand one thing. Spirituality is not for society. It's not in the content to say for that norms. Revelation is for individual. I have a revelation of a
honestly speaking, Bushiri is great at business. Like, this guy is selling merch, he's selling oil, he's selling this, he's selling that. Holy oil, bro. Oil. What are those things?
Who was the prophet? Remember, like, 2-3 years ago, there was a prophet that was busy saying, doom can heal all your stuff.
Bro, what country? But
you don't remember.
When was this?
Yo, there were so many memes. There were so many memes. Like, I remember this one video where these two people, they're like, no. The wife came back home. And she's like, baby, I bought Doom. We can finally get our citizenship here in SA. We are from them. So then the husband was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're going to get citizenship? She's like, no, watch. So she took the Zimbabwean passports, then she sprayed them with Doom, and they turned into South African passports. I was also dead. But you guys don't remember Doom, bruh. I think it was also the same guy that was convincing people to eat rocks and swallow snakes or some shit like that. I don't know. But these guys are crazy. And like these like fake prophets, these self-proclaimed prophets, these guys have mastered what it means to have a cult mentality. Like, the cult mentality was mastered by these guys. And that's why they're making all this cash, bro. Like, yo.
But, bro, like, okay, who do we blame? Do we blame them for being so good at business and marketing? Or do we blame the people who are just, like, straight up ignorant? Like,
nah, bro, for me... For me personally, I'm gonna try to be diplomatic here. Like, I'm not gonna try and proclaim all of them to be false prophets because I do not know 90% of them and I've not listened to their doctrine. I see that they're making money. I commend them for that. But you know, I haven't researched into this, so I'm not gonna.
I don't blame the followers because, to be honest, like, if you go to Bushiri followers, these people are within, bruh. I'm gonna tag that video somewhere in here. Okay. Those people are within, my guy. Like, the woman in the video, she was defending the man, bruh. She was like, yeah, I don't care if you say I'm brainwashed by Bushiri. Spirituality is not for society. Honestly, revelation is for individuals. I was like, away.
Bruh, like, yo, the things that she was saying. And the thing is, what finished me was how she hyped up the whole crowd, bro. Like, everyone around her was hyped. They're like, yeah, no, you know, don't touch Major Watt, you know.
But I think we can compare these guys to Trump supporters. I think we can.
Bro.
Yo, guys, the way
now,
we have
a disclaimer at the beginning. Don't get
offended. I don't care. Me, I'm awful. Out for blood.
But it's fine. I think... For me right now, my biggest problem with the whole Bushiri scandal is this escape, guys. how did this man get bail and how did he get out of the country? Like, there's so many missing pieces to this puzzle.
Bruh, money talks. When you have money, there isn't such a thing as jail, bruh.
Yeah, I know. Rashidi's exit out of SA, it was flawless, you know. And let me not lie, guys. The things that Bushiri does, honestly, sometimes you just have to take a step back and just acknowledge what this man does, dude. The man was running a whole pyramid scheme for his church. He just got bail. 400,000 rand bail. Like, where do you get 400,000 rand to pay bail?
There was a man who gave, I think it was like, I think there was a payout that he got of 400K. And then he used that 400K and he put it in the pyramid scheme, bruh. So when I was looking at that 400K, I was like, straight up, this is this man's squad.
Yeah, no, that was Le Chabanais' 400K gone in the drain. But I like what thing you brought up, that whole meme about Zimbabwean people, you know. Let's get right into it. What are some stereotypes that you guys have heard about Zimbabweans and any experience?
No, are we just attacking everyone? Like, dude, how many people can you offend?
We from Zim, though, so we can't really... We can't,
it's not attacking, really. It's just shining a light.
You're talking about real stuff, so what stereotypes or what, you know, I don't know, what xenophobic experiences have you guys had?
I think Marshall should start us off, because firstly, his name is Marshall. That's a slave name right there.
for reasons known to me and myself only, I'm a plead
no,
the
man.
On this one.
With the name called Marshall, no, please incriminate yourself.
Let me go. Seems like no one has. Hey, but you see, my xenophobic experience is a bit emotional. Taking me way back. This what grade was I in? I was in grade 4. You see, I was still going to the government schools, you know. I was by Mr. Le Chabanais' class, and like down the hall it was Ms. Grovia's class, right? Mr. Le Chabanais is a real guy. He's a supporter of the EFF. I'm sure you've seen him somewhere. You've seen him somewhere.
Continue.
But you see here, and back then in the days, I would make sure no one finds out I'm from Zim, bruh. It just wouldn't come up. That topic wouldn't be brought up. People will ask for my surname. I'm like, yeah? How's the weather like today? Things like that. Basically, now we're at Ms. Yeah, there by Mr. Le Chabanais' class. And then it was the Huns in my class. I don't know how they got this info, but then they're like, Raymond's from Zim. They all start laughing, bruh. Yo, that day I cried, bruh. Boys, I cried. But you see, the gents had my back, dude. The gents were there. Nah, Raymond is fine, dog. Let's go to the office. We'll snitch on them. Ever since that day, I learned two lessons. Xenophobia is taught from a very young age. And lesson number two, the boys will always have your back.
Oh, yeah.
The boys.
But I haven't really had any xenophobic experiences, mainly because I think it's because I grew up here in SA. You know, I've always spoken English. I learned Shona second, you know. So every time people meet me and they look at me, they're just like, this is just another SA nigga, you know. But I'm actually from Sim, you know, so it is what it is, man.
You've lived here for so long that you don't look like you're from Zim.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? People think like Sydney and they're like, this nigga's from Venda.
Didn't they think like you're Rupa's brother?
No, you know what? And someone actually was like, are you related to Rufunwa? And I was like, no, guys, no. No.
Me is they either think I'm from KZN something's cracking. Until now we have to speak. Hey, at least my Zulu it can camouflage, but when it comes to Tswana,
And I need to learn Tswana. Hey.
It's too much. The best language to learn, because that thing goes in. Okay, I can say this because, like, you know, man, I'm here by the northwest. But otherwise, Tswana is nice, guys. Learn it, I tell you. Otherwise, it's deep. That's the true test of South African.
But wait, guys, I have a question. Right, I have a question. So, was it beginning? When was it? When xenophobia really, like, came to SA? It was around about the same time as GBV, ne? Like March, April, ne?
Yeah, around that.
Around that time, yeah. How were you guys feeling when people were busy saying, no, all these Zimbabweans must go, whatnot, blah, 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 blah. Like, what was going through your guys' minds at that point?
Okay, firstly, I just want to address this, guys. Like, I'm not cool with this. Who did this? Who just Oche exposing us?
Are you ashamed of your heritage?
For what? Seriously, I do believe that xenophobia is real. Like, it's real. I'm sure most of us experience. But what I probably hate most is racism. Like, the subtle racism. Xenophobia is generally at most in your face. Like, you get it.
Wait! Didn't Blue also pull a stunt on us like that? Remember Afrikaans, and they put all the Zim kids. I remember that shit, dog. I remember.
Majority of, I guess, the SA kids, they did Zulu and Setswana. You see,
no,
Zim kids were doing Afrikaans.
No, bro. Even like dog, I remember this so well because I remember I got like 70s and 80s in Blue Hills for Afrikaans because, you know, Afrikaans, the black teachers, just like chi score, you know. Mara, I was killing it. I was killing Afrikaans. Then they put my name up on the list for extra Afrikaans. And I'm like, yeah? What? The what? And I'm like, no ways. I got 75. And then I look down. I see who are these other boys? Who are these other boys who are also doing Afrikaans with us? It was you. It was me. It was you. It was Leslie. Ah, that boy. Right?
I remember
Leslie. Who else?
The man sounds Zim already. Leslie.
Who else? I know Tadiwa. Nathan, I think. I don't know. But it was just a bunch of Zim niggas that were in that class. I don't remember a single SA kid in there. And we were like, I even asked Mr. Mimela, dog. I'm like, how, sir? Marami, I'm killing this class. Why am I being questioned? Why am I in this class? Like, no, the school is. I'm like, yeah. I smell caca. I smell the caca. I was like, no way.
They do us dirty, babe. No cap.
But at least, you know, Marshall said, wait, Marshall was about to implicate a whole school. I want to hear the story.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Marshall was about to take down a whole school. Let's go, Marshall. No, you hadn't started your story.
Bro, wait,
let's start your story from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, no, it's actually like the same as you guys are talking about. Like I'm not, I don't hate people who are xenophobic or racist. I hate it when your racism or xenophobia is subtle. You understand?
Let me tell you, subtle racism. Subtle racism was done in this other school, Kuro Rodoplat, where they were basically separating students based on race. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember completely. I remembered it was one of the reasons why I didn't end up going to that school. But yeah, they were basically separating students based on race. And their excuse was, no, we want to make sure that the students' learning environment is most optimal for them. So we grouped them according to whatnot. And literally, when you look at their registers. Some of the registers were put out, and it literally said student's name, race, age. Student's name, race, age. And I was like, yeah, there's a problem. There's a problem here.
Wait, yeah, so were you part of the marginalized?
No, I didn't go to that school. I saw it in a news article, and I was like, nah, actually, let me find that article.
While we on that, actually, Marshall, James, let's not forget that this name Marshall is actually
the first name. Yes, please.
Guys,
actually has a slave name.
This man literally has a slave name, bro. Like, no, please. You know what? Please tell us your story, Marshall. We need to get your full story.
Can I just say that I've been trying to avoid this for the whole...
No, Marshall,
please, you, yeah. Before I get into this article, please talk.
So, yeah. This situation. Okay, so let me explain myself. Okay,
but
so,
okay, Marshall. Okay, take it easy. You know, we don't want to open up any wounds. take your time.
Oh, damn.
You'll get to heal, Marshall.
This is a safe space.
It's not that deep, guys. Okay, let me just say it. At this certain school, and then you know, I was coming from actually, so. You know, talk proper.
I couldn't even talk proper.
I have so many questions, Marshall. Where does this accent then come from?
Let me further. So yeah, I came to this certain school. I wasn't able to talk proper because I was coming from Zambia, and you know, I only spoke in like my native language. But now I had to like switch it up and talk in English now. It's not that I didn't know English, but never spoken it. So yeah, it was very evident that I wasn't from around. Now I'm being introduced. I was sent into the first class because, like, my interview was proper, got good marks. And then my teacher and I, this guy, he pulls up and he's like, so what's your name? I'm like, Tapio. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's my name. That's my name, bro. Then he's like, you know, it's like, it's kind of hard to pronounce, bro. Do you got something different? I'm like, no, it's my name. And he was like, you know what? Do you support Man United? I'm like, nah, Man City, why? Because you kind of look like Marshall, bro, the guy who scored the other time. I'm like, you all look the same, bro. I'm going to call you Marshall.
Anthony Marshall.
See, I was touched, but I didn't want to fight with the I didn't want to fight with the teacher on the first day. I was ready to throw hands, bro. I was like, okay. Then he goes to the class and introduces me.
You look nothing like this.
It's Marshall.
You look
bruh, that's literally the first black guy that came to mind.
Yeah, you look nothing like him. You look nothing like him.
Yeah, nah.
I gotta admit, this man at gas, bro. This man pulled up and asked you if you had another name because he couldn't pronounce your name. He didn't even try. He literally just gave up.
Don't as the black understand. Society... We should not be calling you Marshall.
No, we can't.
Nah, bro, it was chilled. Like, when I even went to, like, athletics and stuff and my sports things, I even wrote, like, okay, it was interchangeably. I said to you, Marshall, it doesn't matter, bro. It's like...
Me, we don't accept. They must know they must know your name. It's better if they know your name and they give you a nickname off your name. Not this thing of, D-boy didn't even try to pronounce your name. And then he's like, you look like Marshall, yet... You look nothing like Marshall, Doug.
But I just couldn't like talk proper at the time, so I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
Let me give you the rough pieces of the article. So the title is "Kudo School Found Guilty of Racism." So the first line is, the Gauteng Education Department is reviewing Kudo Rudaplat's operating license after finding the private school guilty of racially segregating pupils. In January, a group of 30 parents of pupils at Kudo Foundation School in Rudaplat signed a petition demanding to know why some classes were made up of entirely black pupils, while others had only white learners. The school apologized and put the children in mixed-race classes after Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi intervened. It is also admitted that it had racially segregated the pupils because white parents were threatening to take their children out of the school. Yeah, no, it's deep,
bro, I respect that, bro. They straightforward with that. I respect that. Okay.
Although this problem was dealt with, it didn't really deal with the problem. The problem was the racist parents, and they're still out there roaming the streets.
Yeah.
You can't really go and then tell a school, because I am racist, put my kid in a white class only.
No.
Now you know that the kid should not be in the school.
The least that they could have done is during parents' meeting, the black parents sit, the white parents sit, and we know what's the rule. We're like, me, I don't want my kids with your kids. Y'all can stay there, y'all can stay there. But you see now, the black parents were not balanced on the matter. They didn't know what was going on.
I think the problem was that, apart from the racism, obviously, I think the problem was that it was done in secret. And literally, I was in Woodhill at this time, and I remember, like, some of the bigger grades, some of the older grades, their classes started switching. Like, all of a sudden, they were like, hey, yo, I'm switching classes. I'm now in this class. And they found that, all the black kids are in one class while the white kids are in the other class. And it was shocking. It was really, really shocking.
I think us as black people have been, we've been put under so much racism in our lives that even the little things, bro, start to be magnified, even if they were not intended to be racist. Mm-hmm. You understand? So someone might just say something to you, not wanting to be racist, but because you're black, you highlight the racism in that. That's probably a problem we also have to fix.
I don't think it's a society that has access to the media and the internet. I think that's the problem. Because, you know, anything, like literally anything and everything can literally be turned into racism. If there's a black person and a white person, racism already, without consolidation, without rethinking, without analyzing, it's already problematic, you know? And yes, in most situations that is the case, but in J, people find it easier to be like, racism, instead of being like, Mara, this person slapped this person. Like, that's the true story here, you know? But sometimes it's obvious, like that lady who got arrested, was it last year? I don't know. Some lady was arrested and charged for saying the K word over 30 times. I was like,
I saw that video, bro.
Nah, stop calling him Marshall. I think by calling him Marshall,
we
can believe that he's allowed to say such things.
Tapiwa. Actually, everyone that listens to this podcast, please find Tapiwa's Instagram, and under all of his pictures, just write Tapiwa. Just write Tapiwa, 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 Tapiwa. Just so that he changes his name.
Your statement is very controversial, very unnecessary. On what ground was she not supposed to be arrested?
Yes, because she didn't attack someone. She didn't physically harm someone. She didn't. She's just a ill-mannered person. She's a very ill-mannered person. Mm-hmm. Needs rehabilitation. She does not need to go to jail and serve time with someone who stole goods or someone who attempted murder.
I think context also matters.
Okay. Then I get that, because the problem is not that she was calling the cop.
Let me stop.
That's the problem.
No, for a country that is trying to move away from a racist past,
then you need
is trying to move forward and become better, why would we now just say no, the person should get a slap on the hand for saying something racist because it's freedom of speech? If you're trying to protect the liberty of freedom of speech, you also need to be able to fight against the hatred it brings.
Yeah, bro. In an ideal society, will arrest people for being racist.
We do. Intoxication.
Being ignorant. Arrest people for doing all this stupid stuff.
I see where Marshall's coming from, but I don't agree with it.
Nah, there's no way Marshall's going to support from this. Because you're calling him Marshall.
Jens, the problem is that you're identifying the problem in the name when I've tried to disassociate that from with myself, with the work I've done for myself. If you choose to believe it's different, yes. But for me, I see that this was a name that was probably given to me by a person who thought he was probably hurting me or probably just trying to, didn't even realize
you
that
go,
it was a hurting thing. King mentality. But then now I'm taking it upon myself to use it differently.
Keeping the name keeps the past attached to yourself. That's the thing. Why do you think Malcolm X changed his name to Malcolm X? We don't remember who he was before that.
What? Malcolm X? I don't know the story about Malcolm X, so I'm not going to debate that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And guys, the black business slot, guys. Which local
yes.
business are we
yes.
shouting out today?
Marshall's Durex.
From my side, I'd like to give, I owe someone a shout out, Nonchanja. She didn't give me her Instagram stuff, so it's about to be tea, but she gives female protective stuff. Like, she created a bouquet. Do you call it a bouquet, bro? It looks, when you look at it, you're not even going to think like it's a self-defense type of thing. It's got like funny, nice colors and stuff like that. It has pepper spray, young knife. Oh. And it's got an emergency button, like a panic button and stuff. And I think we'll just drop her details and you'll holler at her. Like, yeah, if you need it.
And if you need a durag.
My black business that I would like to promote is run by a lady named Lucia, a really good friend of mine. She is a therapist, so she does massages and spa treatments and whatnot. So if you guys want to go check out her content and see what she does, you guys can go and follow her on Instagram at Lucia_the_therapist. Right. So let me just say it again. Lucia_the_therapist. That's where you can find all of her information. Her number is there. Her address is there. If you just want to make contact with her, you can find all of the information there. If you want to just treat yourself to a lovely spa day, make sure you hit her up. And yeah, that's my black business to promote.
Yo, I feel like I wasn't ready for this. So yeah, I'm gonna make sure by next week I have
Okay. So use my black. I'ma promote my business. Okay, so if you wanna buy, you know, all the wafers out there, durags, wave caps, dome caps, wave brushes, you know, wave gel, everything. Just hit me up on Instagram, Marshall X Halley. And I'm also promote my homeboy, OT the one. He released an EP on SoundCloud. He asked me to say this, so go check it out.
And I guess if no one else has anything else to say, let's just start here. Hashtag the Pride Podcast. If you guys got questions, if you guys got anything on your mind that you just want to say, if you have opinions, be more than sure to go and just say hashtag the Pride Podcast. Raymond, do say bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
And Malvin, what do you say, my guy? And Tapiwa, please do say goodbye to the listeners.